65 degrees at 7:50 on a beautiful Friday morning, and you're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Congressman Mike Rogers. He's the chairman of the House Select Intelligence Committee. Congressman, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. The next time I see you, I'm going to have to get your autograph because you're on TV more than George Clooney is.
Yeah, but I don't look anything like George Clooney, darn it all. Just ask my wife. She'll tell you that.
All right. Well, let's start with a local angle here. There has been some funds found for some road construction to be done on I-96 near the Howell and Brighton area. Tell us about that.
Well, this is a project that has been long in the works, and it's really important. You know, Brighton and Howell, that whole area has grown significantly, and the population has grown significantly. And so sometimes you get backups at the Grand River exit on 96 all the way out into the expressway, which is incredibly dangerous. And so for people who live in between D-19 and Grand River, nowhere to get off and get home quickly or safely. So we started in 2001, and I was able to obtain about $12 million for that interchange. And unfortunately, it took 10 years, but we have finally got all the federal, state, and local folks worked together to finally get construction. And we'll actually stick a shovel in the ground this fall, which is really, I think, very exciting. It's great for jobs. It's great for the growth, and it also has that safety and congestion factor as well. So it's a win for everybody.
And what's the federal contribution for this project?
I think it's going to total about $19 million, and the overall cost of this is somewhere going to be about 40. I'm going to guess 43 to 45 when it's all done.
Was there any resistance to attaining these funds on a federal level since we're in such tough economic times?
Well, the money I obtained was actually back in 2001, so it's been sitting in an account at the state since 2001 until all of the details were worked out. And what was happening is that some property owners started being difficult about selling their property, and even though it was for sale before, and those things got worked out. Then you had studies that had to be done about traffic flows, and that took a while. And the engineering studies, do another engineering study. So those are the things that, just the small details. Then there was a school located there that was for sale, and funny how the price went up when the announcement of there's a possibility of an exchange there. So all of those things happened, and it took a long time. But the good news is, so that money's been sitting there, hopefully earning a little interest for the Livingston County to actually put that interchange in. So that's the good news. All of those things were worked out. It was really a collaboration between state, federal, and local folks, and the private folks, who some of those donated money and donated private land to make it a reality. So I think it's a good example of cooperation to get things done.
Congressman, there are a lot of concerns about Syria, especially with the ties that they have with other countries in the Middle East and their connection to Russia. Why have there been such a challenge there, and what are your concerns?
Yeah. Well, Russia, the last ally they have in the Middle East is Syria. They had a huge, before all of this started, a huge sale of weapon systems to Syria. And I think this is a way for Russia to still be in the mix, to be still show that they're influential in the world scene. And they're very married to these military contracts and don't want to lose an ally, who, by the way, is prone to do violent activity outside its borders, and they've been a proxy for Iran. Russia clearly has a good relationship with Iran, and I think all of that has kind of come together as a recipe for a very bad stew, and that's why I think they're being so recalcitrant. And, you know, China, it's all about Iran. They need their natural resources and are doing everything they can to protect Iran's interests in that region, which is Syria, which Iran used as a proxy to kill U.S. soldiers in Iraq. So it's a dangerous mix for sure.
What do you think is going to happen? When do you think the regime could fall? And what's that mean? Because the military is unstable there also.
Well, it's an interesting, this is very worrisome to me, and I've been on this and been trying to get the administration kicked into gear here on this for about 8 months. But there's a large stockpile of chemical and, we believe, biological weapons. Syria has certainly acknowledged the chemical weapon portion of it, that are just very, very lethal. And the other weapon systems that they have is going to make the weapons that floated around after Libya look like an antique gun show. This stuff is very dangerous, very lethal, and you can imagine how destabilizing that would be in that region if you had chemical weapons starting to proliferate around the region there. So you have, that is just of a huge concern. So we are working with our Arab League allies, and we need to do more, and we need to do it now, because we just don't know how long this regime is going to last. And we really don't have a good handle on the opposition groups who are operating on the ground. Some 200 have laid claim in opposition to the government. Some of those fight with each other. About 25% of those are extremist-related. So it's important that we, along with our Arab League partners, figure out a plan to secure those weapon systems in the event that the regime falls pretty quickly.
All right. Thanks so much, Congressman, for your time. Look forward to chatting with you again.
Hey, thanks, Tony. Thanks for having me.
It's 7:57. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com at 65 degrees.